Okay, so good morning everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So interesting market dynamics yet again. We were able to book in profit just this morning on a couple of trades we were holding on to overnight. What that allows us to do is to assess these markets, having made a bit of profit over the course of yesterday, with one trade behaving in a particularly strange manner, but nonetheless, if you look at the indices, an awful lot of indecision on the US side, a little bit more clarity on the European side with a lot of talk about doing whatever it takes. It's like the Draghi sentiment in 2012 when he was ECB president. It's that we'll do everything narrative, which the market reacts to in a positive manner because any influx of capital is likely to have some positive impact on the broader economy. So we were able to run with that narrative over the last couple of days. We're able to sort of book in profits at all-time highs just recently with a view to try and get into it again on some sort of coherent type pullback. So we've made money on it once. We want to look to see if we can make money on it on that trade on a few occasions. I'm sure we'll get that opportunity if we can be patient to do so. So let's get straight into it then. We've got some important news now today and tomorrow. It's been a bit of a quiet or bit of a bland first half of the week from a scheduled news perspective. Geopolitically, it's just kind of crazy bonkers stuff. The Trump effect, the tariffs coming in, the retaliation from other countries on these tariffs. This is always going to be the problem with these things. We've got metals tariff coming in a week's time. We've also got, 8, 9 days time. And we've got the reciprocal tariffs coming in at the beginning of April. So all of these things combined creates a bit of a nightmare market dynamic for US equities. It creates a significant uncertainty within these markets. And that can't be net positive, we don't think. Plus the trade war dynamics, the tariffs are is likely to have an impact on inflation, which would become a bit of a problem for not just the economy, but for the Fed as well. So these markets have an awful lot to try and work themselves out. We probably don't really want to go down a massive rabbit hole from a fundamental perspective. We're very interested in the market response to these things. And there is a big difference at the moment between US equities, which have been broadly rallying for nearly two and a half years now, versus what's going on in Europe. So it's just have being flexible to be able to switch. Okay, so all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, along with trading psychology, all very important features when it comes to trading financial markets, of course. And just to let you know, we obviously discuss these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. So for that, we'll bring up Forex Factory. So we were saying it was a bit of a quiet start for the week. There's a lot of sort of smaller, they're kind of referred to as softer news events over the course of the first half of the week. ISM manufacturing in the US, not as bad as it perhaps could have been. Tuesday, nothing of any major interest. Wednesday, Australian GDP took a bit of a bounce, so we were able to get into the Aussie dollar with a weaker US dollar, and that was one of our profitable trades. So we had the we had Donald Trump in the early hours of Wednesday morning, the State of the Union address, effectively, but I think they called it something different. Yeah, all very, very interesting stuff. It's the consequences, of course, of what his policies represent, and the fallout of those policies is really what we're kind of watching carefully. So yesterday we got some ADP numbers. It's the first of a few job numbers, and it came in and disappointed. It basically, we were expecting 141,000 private sector jobs to be added to the US economy, and we saw 77,000. So obviously that's pretty much half what was expected, considerably lower than the previous month's ADP number. So this is regarded as kind of a soft jobs number, meaning it's not the most important one. It's the little brother of non-farm payroll. Tomorrow, if we get non-farm payroll, if we get a similar lower number in non-farm payroll tomorrow, I'd expect potentially fireworks. So as well, today we've got the European Summit or the Euro Summit, which is an all-day event. So this is where the heads of state from the European Union countries are due to discuss military and financial aid for Ukraine, strengthening the European Union's defense and geopolitical strategy in Brussels. So we'll probably get a little bit more detail around the policy itself, in terms of we've already heard some sound bites from von der Leyen and the German economy as well. The German government talking about 500 billion and I suppose these loans as well for countries to build out their defense. So it's really making the finance available to support their agenda now. And the fact that the German economy will do what it takes is it's reassuring for Ukraine, of course, but it means that German economy, which has been very prudent, you know, with really low debt to GDP levels, that's going to start increasing now over the coming years. It may be a stimulative effect on the economy. It's very much obviously defense related, but that is likely to filter through. Okay, so a bit of fiscal policies for the European Union now, which is why we're really seeing the US and European stock markets, you know, begin to start to rally. It means more money will be pumped into them. The companies within those indexes will benefit. Largely defense-driven and defense services-driven as well, so they'll be the opportunities to look out for. So we get the ECB. So the market's pricing in a 25 basis point rate cut from the ECB. Really going to be quite interesting to see what the ECB president, Christine Lagarde, what the ECB will do to contribute to the current difficulties in the Eurozone. It has a few options available. Let's see what comes out. It's can't really preempt these things to any great extent, but we'll get that at 1:15, so we'll be broadcasting live for that event. We'll be hearing from Christine Lagarde later on as well. And then tomorrow, it's non-farm payroll. So a really important day today and tomorrow. And not to be forgotten, at 5:30 tomorrow evening, we're going to be hearing from Jerome Powell, Fed Chair. So he's due to speak about the economic outlook at the University of Chicago, Booth School of Business, US Monetary Policy Forum. So this is where, this is what's quite important, is audience questions will be expected. So if you're seeing a bit of volatility around non-farm payroll, that's one thing. If you see further volatility, you know, at the close, you know, that's something else. Just a little comment on bond yields. We're now seeing these begin to rally again. So it looks as if these bond yields, we've got the 10-year, it looks as if that was selling off significantly due to recessionary fears. And we're getting this quite sharp little bounce. That's the 10-year. So we've got the 2-year as well. It's the Fed-controlled interest. It gives the Fed a little bit of room to cut rates if they decide to do that with the Trump. All right, I think we're back. Sorry about that. So look, we're getting a little bit of a strong bounce. So that's an interesting move. Would we start seeing the dollar begin to strengthen again? I suppose the answer's not particularly. Or we seem to have a bit of a continuation really in the dollar story. So yesterday, really strong move in the euro dollar. The idea was we're going to get into a couple of dollar pairs, and we actually got into the dollar Swiss, which actually the dollar strengthened against the Swiss, which was a strange move. Whereas the dollar weakened quite considerably across most other currencies. And we benefited from the rally, obviously, in the Aussie dollar. But we were a bit surprised about the price action in the dollar Swiss, because as the dollar was selling off everywhere, it was actually sort of continuing to weaken. The Swiss was certainly the weaker currency yesterday out of all the currencies, and there was dollar weakness everywhere you would look. So look, we just took profit on the German DAX just up at these highs. We posted that into the chat box. So we've got crude oil bouncing off its lows. We did make some progress yesterday. We were wondering if we would be able to. Let's zoom out just a little bit. So we've got these lows down here. We did rally from the 66.50 to the 65, basically. This is the important level for this market. It's really strong support just at that $65 level, because below that, your expectation would be for there's a long way down from here. So yes, it has a this inflationary force, the price of energy. We might get some sort of resolution to the conflict in Ukraine in the coming weeks. We might get some policies from OPEC regarding the supplies. So crude oil is having a little bit of a bounce off those lows. We're rejecting the highs as far as gold is concerned. So yesterday's price action in the S&P 500 was another quite shaky one, where we came down and we bounced off the 200 daily period moving average, and we looked at actually finished quite strong. So now it looks like we're going to be approaching those levels again. And if you look across all the industry markets, it's the same type of narrative. A bit of a rejection of yesterday's price action. Now, if we break below these 200 period daily moving average levels, then your bias starts to shift to the downside. The problem is we've got strong support, erratic support. We've got rejections to the downside. So if we start to strengthen, if this market starts to rally above these levels, that would be the 20,686 for the NASDAQ. And that same level is pretty much yesterday's high. It'd be the 5860. So we could easily get a strong rally in this market. We'll wait and see. We'll reserve judgment, perhaps. So a bit of weakness, perhaps, for the Nikkei. But this is where the trade has been. We're able to get in on this trade yesterday and rally up to these highs and take profit. Same type of trade in the NASDAQ. Sorry, in the CAC. So we're now at all-time high, or we were this morning at all-time highs. We're just rolling off, softening a little bit. And the idea is to try and look to get into these trades. So if we get a bit of a pullback into our initial entry, 22,863, anywhere around this level, we'd be looking to get in again. So the yen, it's worth talking about the yen because our bias is very much to the downside. We've been kind of, the bias has certainly been bearish, and we're now, with a bit of choppy price action there a couple of days ago, we're now making that progress to the downside, along with a similar move up at these higher levels. So we're definitely going to have a look at the yen. We actually have a decent setup potentially in here. Is this a structural failure trade? No, not quite, but we wouldn't be too far away. If we attempt to make a new high and then that fails, then that's your trigger price to the downside, ideally below the monthly lows. So let's put together this trade plan, and we'll switch over to the European Live Trading Mentorship Room, where we look to take these trades. So apologies, slightly delayed start today, and the fact that it's just running over a little bit. So mixed market conditions. So it's mixed in the sense that the US indices are not really making much progress. In fact, they're rejecting the lows, and we're seeing European equities rally very aggressively off the European story, let's call it. We've got bond yields rallying. Which, will we see the dollar strengthen? Will we see the equities continue to sell off? We kind of have a bit of a risk off potential market dynamic. The problem we've seen is the dollar has actually been weaker across the board. So I think we can stick with mixed market conditions. I think that's fair. Do we have a position on the dollar? Let's keep options open on the dollar now. So we haven't done this for a while. Isolate European indices over and above US indices. It was always the US driving the European story. Now the European story is kind of standalone. So yeah, that was a good buy trade yesterday in the DAX. And we're able to get into that dollar weakness story with the Aussie dollar trade. So, you know, it shows the importance of just trying to identify where we're likely to get the best opportunities and then look to trade those. Yen strength. Yen strength. So there's a couple of opportunities there. European indices. So elsewhere, we want to keep all options open as market narratives are proving unclear as Trump tariff policies are now in play. Yeah. There is kind of a distinct lack of clarity. The market's quite nervous in terms of how it will react. So look, we've got a couple of trades to look at today. So hopefully we'll see if we can pull the trigger on a couple of those. So still broadly mixed. We really see what move we get today with the ECB in mind. And then tomorrow's non-farm payroll numbers is likely to be another particularly volatile event. So a bit of a strange week, a bit of sort of procrastination, really. The outsized weakness in the dollar, I suppose, caught us a little bit by surprise in the early part of the week. We were then able to jump on board yesterday and sort of benefit from it, but it wasn't really the instinctive trade that we were really looking for, but it was a trade that we were able to clearly see the volatility in the trade from more of a technical perspective, and we were able to run with that trade. Okay, so listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. The details are in the Signal service, support service, so if you want to catch up on those trades, they're all in there. And we'll see you next time. So thanks very much for joining us, guys. Take care of yourselves. Just posted the trade plan into the chat box, and we'll see you in the other room very, very shortly if you can join us. Great stuff, everyone. Listen, take care. Bye for now.